This past Saturday, the Florida Covering Kids and Families Initiative at USF partnered with the Hillsborough Youth Collaborative for Florida Kid Care Service Day in Ybor City's Centennial Park. It came in advance of what is being called Children's Week in Tallahassee, which begins next Monday, March 29th. Jody Ray is Project Director for Florida Covering Kids and Families Initiative.
We're trying to provide Florida Kid Care information to families who may have lost the health care coverage for their children or may have not have had access to it. So we have applications and information here so that parents can get their kids covered.
How is the program doing, basically? I mean, how viable is it right now for people who don't have insurance to get their kids on it?
Actually, we have a lot of space in the program, so we have a lot of available room for families to get enrolled. There's an increasing need in Florida right now. We have over 800,000 kids in Florida that are uninsured, and that's a growing number considering the current economic situation. And we can offer families an opportunity to have one less worry in, you know, what is a very stressful time in their life by making sure their kids have regular access to health care and all health care services, including emergency services and prescriptions. Dental care, vision is entirely covered, so they have one less thing they have to deal with.
Let me ask you this, Jody. I know just recently the Congress passed the SCHIP program. Is that related at all to what you're doing here?
The CHIP legislation that just passed gives states a greater opportunity to take advantage of some options to make it not only easier for families to get in the program, but to stay in the program. So it increases their the retention for the families to get in the program. It allows states to conduct more outreach efforts to find families and inform them about programs like Florida Kid Care.
Yeah, there must be, I don't know what percentage is, of people who obviously need insurance for their kids who maybe don't know about Kid Care. Is that, you think that's a correct assessment?
That is a correct assessment. We've always had families that may not have been aware of the program that may have been eligible and uninsured. But now, with the current economic situation, we have more and more families that are seeking public assistance that have never had to deal with public assistance, never had to deal with these processes, don't even know what programs exist. And they're a whole new population that are now becoming in need of programs like this that just have never had that experience before. So our target population for the uninsured is sort of evolving as a result of what's going on economically.
Anything else you wanted to say about what you're doing here today?
I just want to say that if there are families out there that need health care coverage, we have folks out here that are not only knowledgeable about the program, they can help you fill out an application, they can also assist if there's any families having difficulty navigating the process. We offer that expertise at the Covering Kids and Families program at the Lawton Rhea Child Center at USF, so we're always there to help. And we encourage families to come out here, get an application. We could potentially get every child in Hillsborough County covered.
Also advocating for the Kid Care program on Saturday was Robinson High School student Allison Walsh.
HiC is Hillsborough Youth Collaborative. It's a neat new group in Tampa community and, like, you know, all across Hillsborough. And basically what we do is we strive to promote different respects and dialogues amongst different cultures, religions, races, as well as try to get youth voice empowered. And I'm actually going to Tallahassee at the end of this month for Children's Week, and I'll be a student panelist there talking to the Youth and Children's Cabinet.
And what are you going to be talking about there?
We'll be talking about different things. I'm actually in charge of family-friendly neighborhoods, and so that's my topic, and I get to ask them a question and see how they involve youth and that sort of thing.
How did you get involved with this?
I actually heard about this through a friend of mine in Hillsborough Youth Collaborative, and today we're here helping with Florida Kid Care to benefit more people because it's a really great opportunity for little kids and even up till you're 18 to get insurance, because that's one pressing issue now is not enough insured youth.